And this is from the Siva Shalom Chilat Beis, Amid Samach Dalid. The piece is called Hashabbos Noyim HaNeshamis. So let's see. So he's picking up on a discussion of Shabbos. He says, Oydi Yishlam Rebein in Shabbos. Another thing we can say about Shabbos, Yehu Yoyma Dinishmasa, V'lav Yoyma D'gufa. Shabbos is a day of the neshama, and it's not a day of the guf. So this is actually a lashon of the Zohar Kaddish. Zohar refers to Shabbos as this, as the day of neshama, and not the day of guf. It's very interesting. Maybe as we go along, we'll try to understand. If it's a day of neshama, what does it mean? It's a day of neshama and not a day of the guf. Isn't that repetitive? So he continues, the Kashem Shahaguf Zakuk Lamazam Bishvil Kiyuma, just like the guf needs mazon to sustain itself, Kach Gam HaNeshama Tzvicha Lamazon HaShayach Elea, so to the neshama, even spiritual beings need sustenance. Hainu Mazon Ruchni. Umazon HaNeshama Hu Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is the mazon, the Ihu Yoyma Dinishmasa, because Shabbos is the day of neshama. Of course, there are many ways to explain what it means that Shabbos is the day of neshama, but the way that the Nesiva Shalom is teaching what it means, Yom HaDinishmasa, is that Shabbos gives a mazon to the neshama. Ki Yom HaZeh Misna Eres HaNeshama Me'avak Yom HaYisachal. So he explains in what capacity Shabbos is considered to be a mazon. Shabbos literally wakes up, dusts off the neshama from the avak, from the dust of the Yemos HaChol, Mischadeshes Bivachinas Nishmas Inchadete, and rejuvenates the neshama and makes it Nishmas Inchadete, like a new neshama. Mechadeshes Bikirvasa Le Elokim Chaim. We don't realize how hard it is for Shabbos. I shouldn't say Shabbos, how difficult it is for the neshama during the week. See, for us, it's easy to talk about because we're not such anshi neshama. We're more anshi chaymer than we are anshi tzura. But for tzaddikim, the week is literally a galus. It's mamash a galus for them. And from the moment Shabbos is over to the moment Shabbos begins, they're in a state of kisufin, in a state of longing for Shabbos, like a fish out of water. It's one of the reasons why we eat fish on Shabbos. At least in the beginning of Shabbos, the Gemara calls Onik Shabbos, is because the tzaddik is nimshal adag. And Kiva says that a mensch without Torah, a tzaddik without Torah, is like a fish without water. This is how tzaddikim feel. Tzaddikim feel during the course of the week that they're dug in by yabasha. It's yavish, it's very dry. All of a sudden comes Shabbos, they'll live again. But it's a 6-day galus, which corresponds to the 6,000 years. That a tzaddik is mamish, magish, together with the Shechina. This is called Galus HaShechina, and how the tzaddikim participate in Galus HaShechina. The Shabbos is considered to be the tikkun. This is life. This is called Chayim. And 6 days of the week are merely like a mashal to what it means to live. And everything that a tzaddik really has, he lives with during the week, is he lives with whatever shirayim he has from Shabbos Kodesh. I said tzaddikim have an Indian to eat shirayim by Motzei Shabbos, the very first meal. What it indicates is that when you leave Shabbos and you go into the Yemos HaChol, everything which you have is just a shirayim for the previous Shabbos, plus a ha'ara for the coming Shabbos. There's a way that even during the week, which is the Yemos HaMitzai, the middle days, and how from the past Shabbos and the upcoming Shabbos is able to awaken the person, give him chiyus, even the days of the week, that he's not drowning at sea, but he's afloat and able to be mechazik himself in his avoda. That's what Bishiva Yochai says in the Gemara. Yamali Shama Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos Miad Hayunegolin. That the secret of Geula is totally in two Shabboses. Mefreshim explained it's totally in the Shabbos before and the Shabbos after. Combined, they make what's called Shabbos Yisrael, a double Shabbos, two Shabbos which are really one. And so a tzaddik lives by the past Shabbos and the upcoming Shabbos. One's called Zohar. Zohar is the upcoming Shabbos. And you could say it both ways. Zohar could be like to remember the previous Shabbos. And Shamor can mean to anticipate the coming Shabbos. Like, Va'aviv Shamor es Hadavar. Rashi says that Yaakov is anticipating. Yaakov is the Bechin of Shabbos. Right? We find that Lashon by Yaakov, Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, which is Shabbos, means to anticipate the coming Shabbos. So really, Zachar v'Shamar, which Rabbi Dibur Echad means, that when Shabbos have become one, this is the secret of how the tzaddik lives during the week, from the past Shabbos and the upcoming Shabbos.
Nachlas Yaakov Avicha's Gematria Shabbos.
Right. Nachlas Yaakov Avicha is Gematria Shabbos?
Like that.
Yeah, that could be. So, but for us, that we're not Anshi Tzura, we're Anshi Chaymer, so it's easy for us to talk about. But for a tzaddik who experiences this, sometimes it's very hard for Shabbos, for a tzaddik to talk about Shabbos. That's why the Chazal say in the Zohar Kaddish, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Tamid Chacham are called Shabbos. The reason why they're called Shabbos is because their whole chiyus comes from Shabbos. And the Asalava will know what that means, but right now in Golis, that we're Margishli Mosachal, Lasalavo, when it'll be Yom Shikudu Shabbos Tavunuch Alachai Olamim, that every single day will be a Ha'ar of Shabbos, so that will be already like, it will be the revelation of how Tzaddik even lives now. That a Tzaddik finds a way to be able to be Mamshech, the union of Shabbos into the week, so that he can have a mini Geula, even the Mosa Golas. Vizet Pirish HaShabbos Naim HaNeshama. So he's quoting Ka'ech Saif. Shabbos is called Noam HaNeshamas. The delight of the Neshamas is Shabbos. Shaneshamas Yomskos as Mizonim Shua Noam HaMistikos Mishabbos. That the Neshamas, that they derive their mazon from the sweetness of Shabbos. Aderech Shekosav Archaim Harshas Beishis, the Archaim HaKadosh writes, Shezudas HaShabbos in Hasagaba Oidlam Lahakir Lichsayf Alachalas Alabai. That if not for Shabbos or without Shabbos, we wouldn't know what it means. Kisufim for the Bari Oilam. So let's start to appreciate Emet Hashem as we go through the piece. What exactly is the Indian of Shabbos by Tzaddik? What would the Shabbos do for the Neshama of a Yid? What does it mean? Like he calls it Misna Eres HaNeshama Mi'ava Kimoisachal. That's why we say on Friday night, he says, Hisayri, Hisayri, Kiva Arich, Kumi Oiri, Uri, Uri, Shidaveri. Like this huge illumination. It's as if like somebody turned the lights on in the room and you're supposed to wake up. And that's the way Shabbos davening is supposed to be on Friday night. It's supposed to wake you up. It's supposed to be Margish the Hisnari, the Mizmashir, the Mishabbos. This person is supposed to walk into Friday night davening, feeling like a mace. And when he walks out of shul Friday night, he should feel like a whole new person. He should feel like a whole new person. So he writes, this is the Iker Inyan HaShabbos Kodesh. This is the main Inyan of Shabbos. L'Hairis Nishmas Yehudi Bar Gadol. To light up the Neshama of a Jew with a great light. One of the things which we don't really realize about Shabbos or Bechlal, by Torah Mitzvahs, because of the Hester Panim, is that really Torah is a great light. Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And the whole Mitzvah of Chanukah, which was given to Klal Yisrael, was in order to be like a Klal Hayotim in a Prat, to teach Klal Yisrael in the Cheshchas HaGolus before the Churban of the Bayis Sheni as a Hakdamah for the final Golus, that really all Torah Mitzvahs is really a light. So the whole Semel, which is Chanukah, which is the final mitzvah, the 620th mitzvah, which is the last Rabbanon, is meant to be like a message to Klal Yisrael before going into the Chesh Chasagolos of Hasra Asher Paneh, not to forget and for always to remember that near mitzvah of Torah Or, that everything which a Jew does, he illuminates. To have a perspective of Torah mitzvah, that everything is a light, it's, nothing is dry, nothing is Choshech. Everything by a Jew is supposed to be very lichtig. So he continues and he says, Kemaim Maron, the Beis Avram, the previous Rebbe, before the Nesiv Shalom, the Isa B'Medrash, the Medrash says, V'at Savor Shemel L'Ra'ascha Nasati L'Chas HaShabbos. The Medrash says, you think that I gave you Shabbos L'Ra'ascha, that it shouldn't be good for you? L'Nasati L'Cha Elo L'Tevascha, I only gave it to you for your good. So the Beis Avram asks, Eich Kesakataitach Shashabbos L'Ra'ascha, what kind of a Havamina is this? Medrash has a Havamina that Shabbos should be bad for you? You have to understand, this is a very Hasidish question, because al Pipshat, you can understand why Shabbos would not be amazing. If you had told somebody he had to take off from work, it wouldn't be good for him. Chisar and kiss, right? He's losing out. That could be to his detriment. But this is like a Hasidish way to learn a Medrash. Like, who would have such a Havamina that Shabbos should be L'Ra'ascha? Even a simple Jew knows that Shabbos is good. Which is really the Amech Kulam Sadiqim. You don't find the people that they complain and they say, ah, Shabbos. Even Yidden who keep Shabbos, even they don't understand what it means, the Or of Shabbos. At least they're not complaining that they should be working. Halavai. Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, the Jews in many of our communities, even when, you know, they haven't, you know, seen Shabbos by Tzaddikim, seen what Shabbos really is. But afapichein, you know, they don't complain about what the makabalit, they don't think that it's mamish l'ra'ascha. The havamina, a medrash should have such a havamina like that. Ela hakavana l'ra'ascha le'inyani sumira. What does it mean l'ra'ascha? L'ra'ascha means in matters of sumira. That we know Avodas Hashem divides into, let's say, Asei Tov and Sumira. So Hainu Shalai Toimu Shah Shabbos Nitharak Lara Askam Perish Iker Tafi Shabbos Kedish Lakar Kurchis Harav Hayatsam Hafedim Shibadim. If you were to think that Shabbos was only for the purpose of Sumira, and during the days of the week, it's hard for a person to be menatik himself from Yanam of Rav. When it comes to Shabbos, what Shabbos does is it allows a person to separate himself from that which is Ra. That's called Sumira. You think that Shabbos is only for the purpose of Sumira? Ela de'u shabbos nita l'tevascha. Perish. HaShabbos Kodesh me'ira nishmas Yehudi ba'ara Yisrach. Shabbos is an or. That's a Havimina Maskana. This is a very meaningful Havimina Maskana nowadays. Even though those who appreciate Shabbos and what Shabbos does, that it brings people together to shul, to daven, to learn. Even for those who appreciate Shabbos merely b'chitzonius, call Shabbos Sumira. Right? To disconnect from the Mosachal in that life. But that Shabbos should be an or, this is mamash a strong havamina maskana. The Shabbos is a type of an or, that it's such an or, that it's not just an asei tov deka or, but even the sumeira is part of that or. Like I guess he used to say, if you give me light, when the light of Hashem shines upon me, v'sachvi l'choin v'hasa. So it's misbatel kol kachas hara mistal kemimeni. And all the kachas hara also fall away. Just b'chlal, this inyan of Asumei Rav Asei Tov. Many people like to classify the difference between, let's say, the Derech of Musar and the Derech of Chassidus, as Musar is called Sumei Ra. Even the words Musar is a lashon of Sar. So to detach yourself from Ra. And Chassidus would be, you know, more of like an Asei Tov. That's like, I've heard people talk about Chassidus, you know, say that this is the difference between Musar and Chassidus. Yeah. Even if the bones are good bones, if you wanted to depict it as that. But in Pnimius, a person who knows about Chassidus knows that it's not exclusive of Sumira by any means. That the life of a Chassid is very much associated with Sumira. And when we speak about Chassidus, we don't only mean, let's say, like a Chassid with long payas and a kapata. I mean somebody, even like the Ramchal definition Chassidus, you know, broader definition of Chassidus, David HaMelech ki Chassidani, a person who wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifnei mishuras hadin. And he's not merely trying to be yotze the mitzvahs. He's working with Hashem, he's working for Hashem. What's important to Hashem is important to him. Okay. His goal is lifnei mishuras hadin. Doesn't look to just to fulfill his obligations in this world, but he wants to bring the world to its purpose, and he wants to be a part of that purpose for Hashem Yisburach. So he's asei tov, he's proactive in building. Al tekei banayach ala banayach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to such a chassid, he says, listen, you're going the extra mile for me. You want to really make this world, to build this world, ba'asei tov, to be the world that way that it's supposed to be. Kifi ritzayni. So Hashem says, in the schus, to compensate you for the malacha which you do, in order to work on my behalf in this way, I do you a chesed that you won't have to spend so much time in inyanim sumera. What Kadosh Baruch Hu does is that He gives a chesed a light, that in that light is nichlal the sumera together with the asei tov. There's such a way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where if a person had to constantly be working on his sumera, it's a very tedious avoida. It's a very difficult avoida. Because it means that your hand is always in the garbage can. You know, you always have to be being, you know, thinking about having eitzes to free yourself from bad machshavos and from being in good places. And you give chashivas to the Yitzhara as if, like, it's a manda amar, like you have to reckon with. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if you understand and if you serve me in a way that you're really lichtig, that you're really on fire, you try to be, and you have big hasagas in terms of how you want to serve me, so Hashem says, I'm not going to have to give you the duties, like most people have, of having to deal with the Yitzharas. There's a way of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu as a chassid serves Hashem, that Hashem says that nichlal in your asei tov, I'll give you such a light that all the sumeras will be taken care of through your efforts in the asei tov. That's something Rabbi many times gives eitzes to people. And when they come with inyanam of yitzharas and this and that, the zaytza usually is just do Torah and Tefillah. Don't pay attention to what's going on. There's a perspective in Avodas Hashem where you can see that the yitzhara as a manda amar, somebody which you have to do milchama with, or you don't have to do milchama with. Do you see it as an adversary? Where al pipnim is not an adversary at all. That the mashal nimshal of Avodas Hashem and shtagging with the Yetzer HaTayv versus Yetzer Ra is one of a Oren Choshech. You don't have to battle Choshech. Choshech is just the absence of light. As soon as you turn light into the room, memila, the Choshech runs away. So this is the way that comes from a perspective of the Achdus of Hashem Yizbarach, where a person understands that even the Yetzer Hara wants to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not a battle really between me and the Yetzer Hara. Everything is really like Hashem says about Paroi. Hisalalta bi. It's just a lila that Hashem makes with Paroi. It's a game. It's a game that Hashem makes with the Satan, with the Yitzhara, with every single person's Yitzhara. There's a way of looking at the world that game is the shayrish of Schaik, Azimalik Schaik Pino. That we'll realize that it was really just a Schaik. And a tzaddik lives by that Schaik. He lives me'in olam haba, that in a way that it reveals itself in a way, Avodah Hashem reveals itself in a way, that the Yitzhara is like Choshech, that if you turn on that light, that when Hashem shines that light, then the Yitzhara becomes Choshech. And it's not something which you have to do battle with. It's not really a minya. It's called Choshech. Why is it called Choshech? Because you're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way where Hashem reveals that light, and that's why it's Choshech. But that's the way that Tzaddikim serve Hashem Yisburach. And so for them that they have that light, Memela, all they have to do is Asay Toiv, and they're not margish that the Yitzhar is a real Yitzhar. Because they have a Hakara of the Achdus Hashem, Hashem reveals to them a light that they're able to be makir, that in my oneness, nothing stands in the way. You don't have to do battle. Even that's part of me, and I control that too. So for a person who wants to speak philosophically about Chassidus versus Musar, you can depict Musar as Sur, you can depict Chassidus as Asay Toiv. But if a person who is zeichet to the primius of a chassidus is, and again, we're speaking about not just the or of chassidus, which the derech of chassidus, but we're talking about just the way that a chassid, b'chol makom shehu, serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a certain light that a chassid has, that he walks b'or shalom yisbarach. He walks according to the light of Hashem yisbarach, that when you walk with that light, then there's nothing to fight. But even the sumi ra is nichlal nasite. Like mashal malad over dami, let's say a person goes to a doctor because he has the leeches which are all over his body. He went to the mountains, he went to summer camp, and now he's come with all these leeches, gotta go straight to the doctor. So if you go to a doctor, that the doctor has to pluck out one by one, you know, the teeth of the leeches from your skin, it's gonna be very painful one by one. But if you go to an expert, you know, he's a big Bama Chadish, and he says, you came to the right place, I have a certain type of a water, that if you go under this in this shower, all I have to do is run the water and all falls off. So it's gewaldic. Right, it's painless, and you get a nice hot shower out of it. It's gewaldic. I would have come for the shower without the leeches. It's so gishmak, this water. So this is the way that a chassid goes. Right? You can go, there's one way to do it, where you have to pull one out each at a time, and that can hurt. That's hurt, because you have to detach. The Yitzhar is part of you. It's mamash a part of the Adam. It's a chilek from the Adam. Whereas the Yitzhar HaTayv is also part of the Adam, of course. It's more even atzmius of the Adam, at least until Hashem reveals that even the Yitzhar is mamash. But there's a way of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu where it's painless and it's geshmak. And this is the light that Hashem reveals to a person, that if he chooses to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way, if he's makabel to serve Hashem in this way, in a higher way, Hashem reveals to him a light that even though kolas chalas kashos, it was difficult in the beginning, but basayif it's mesukin l'chama'ayit, it becomes very sweet to serve Hashem this way. In the beginning it's not so easy because that light, you're not used to that light, so it's like darkness. It's like when a person shines a bright light into the room, the second you close your eyes, that's chavi kimatrega. Hashem says, just hide yourself for 1 second. Close your eyes for 1 second. That's called as chalas kashas. A person who makes a strong Kabbalah, it's just that darkness is very quick. But even that darkness is an argadol. Then as a person starts to get used to that light, he starts to serve Hashem with that light, he starts to get feel that noyam haneshamas. This is the light of Shabbos. The Shabbos has a certain pinimius, has a certain light, that only from the chitzonis of Shabbos would one say, Shema l'ra'aschem, you would think from l'ra'aschem I'm giving you such a thing called Shabbos. But in Pnimis, there's such a sweetness that Shabbos has. That Shabbos has a way that if a person has to toil during the week, because it's called the days of Yigiyah, the days of Malacha, person has to, let's say, reckon with the Yetzer Hara, even if he's not on the darga of a tzaddik, of a chassid who serves Hashem with that light, come Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a matavak toiva beis genazai, that a tzaddik has shaychis to that beis habayis hagonos the entire week. But every single Jew has a shaychis to that matana toiva beis genazai, and Hashem unlocks that or gadol, which is the or of Shabbos, that if a person who's searching for that light, he can have a shaychis to that light, that he can set a precedent and a yisod kavua for the entire week, that he's able to go with that light, to connect to the light, even that even the sumeiras nichal on the derech of asit. Which is b'chalal binyan of Shabbos. We speak about the noyim of Shabbos and how a person is zeichet to the noyim of Shabbos. So when it comes to this inyan, and this is really the way it is in almost all inyanim in Torah and avodas Hashem, is that there's three dargas. You may call them rishayim, binyanim, tzaddikim. That's not, you don't have to use those terms. Person, let's talk about Shabbos. Shabbos. Person who ever was zeichet to be by a tzaddik for Shabbos, to see that the way a tzaddik conducts himself by Shabbos, or the way the tzaddikim speak about Shabbos Kodesh. Person could see right away, even if he's in Am Arts, that just to observe the tzaddik, to see the Shabbos, the way that the tzaddik writes about Shabbos, speaks about Shabbos, that it's almost like we're living in two different places. It's almost hard to imagine that there's one day of the week called Shabbos, and tzaddik speaks about Shabbos like this, and I speak about Shabbos like this. It's almost like if a person has a pen, right? Everybody uses the pen the same way. So how can you speak about the pen differently than I speak about the pen? Right? It's not like one person is in Switzerland, another person is in Russia, right? And he's speaking about the Swiss Alps because he's in the Swiss Alps and he's in Russia, and they're talking about two different places, so we can understand why one's talking about what an amazing trip they had, and one's talking about where's mamish, nothing to talk about. But here, we're both in the same time zone. We're both in Shabbos. Right? I'm going to shul, you're going to shul. I'm having Shabbos sudas, you're having Shabbos sudas. So how come you're talking about Shabbos, you know, like you're on, you know, cloud nine, and I'm talking about Shabbos like, you know, it's Shabbos. But the person who's never seen or doesn't know the inner workings of Shabbos, he can't even begin, doesn't know even where to begin to think about how Shabbos, there could be such a chilek mamash mizbech mimarev, which means that a way I keep Shabbos and how it sounds keep Shabbos. It's almost unexplainable to such a person who's never seen such a thing. So the first thing is that when a person has ever seen a tzaddik, and this is true by davening, by Torah, a little bit less, by davening very much, by Shabbos especially, is that if a person has been zeichet to see how a tzaddik keeps Shabbos, even if he doesn't know vastutzach, he doesn't even know like what the tzaddik is doing, he can see right away from the way that the tzaddik conducts himself, from the way the tzaddik davens on Shabbos, his whole mahus on Shabbos, that we're talking about something completely different. That I thought that I was living on Shabbos, now I see there's a higher life on Shabbos. And as soon as a person has that hasaga, either from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, or even more if he gets to see the way that the tzaddik does it, you know, Dei Mishmi L'Riyah, to be in the presence of such a tzaddik immediately elevates a person. Because I'm not just in my zone of Shabbos, the fact that I'm in the room or I'm spending Shabbos with that tzaddik, it elevates, gives me a time of Shabbos, which is already bechlal the time that the tzaddik has on Shabbos. Because I'm spending Shabbos with the tzaddik, and that tzaddik occupies a very wide space. And to be in the presence of that tzaddik, be mekushu with that tzaddik for Shabbos, it already gives a person a kesher to that noyim of Shabbos that the tzaddik has. He won't be able to explain it because it's not from him, it's from that tzaddik. But even when a person walks away from the presence of the tzaddik, a person walks away with a new hasag of Shabbos, that he says, I want such a Shabbos like that. And that yearning, that kisufin that a person has to have Shabbos like the tzaddik has a Shabbos, that yidiyah itself, that das itself, is already a way that a person is makasher himself to such a madrig. And already, if he's able to mechazik himself and to live with those kisufin itself will bring already as a light of Shabbos Kodesh. And by the way, even the tzaddik lives by that light. Because although we see the tzaddik as if like this is a tachlis where it needs to be, the tzaddik sees himself who saw his Rebbeim, who knows what Shabbos really could be like, and he's also living with that kisufim. So really, that madriga, which is the highest madriga, and that intermediary level, which are those who are searching and yearning for that madriga, are really, they go hand in hand. It can't be machalik between these two inyanim. You can call it chacham and bina if you'd like. So there's a way that the tzaddik keeps Shabbos, and there are those who keep Shabbos with the hasaga and the kisufin, and the yearning and the longing to have Shabbos like a tzaddik has. And then there's the people who have no hasaga in this inyan b'chlal, that they keep Shabbos like they've been taught, like we've seen by their parents, that they keep them in their communities. We come to Shul Friday night, we have Sudas, we sleep, we daven, we take a nap, we have Sudas, and we have Shalosh Sudas, and we shmooze, get some learning in, right? That's is like the lower level of Shabbos. Again, there's not b'chal those who are Shema L'Ra'oscha, but they keep Shabbos. They keep the Shabbos according to their Seichel, that's how they keep Shabbos. Really, a person needs to have a schus. He needs to have a schus min hashamayim. They should have an awakening, a certain hisayri, to experience that hisayri, either by seeing by a tzaddik or learning from the Sfar Makdoshim and having ha'ar from them. Just for a person can be makir. To enter into from the lowest level, from the koima tachtoina into the koima imtsois. To have like a yearning, by doing so, to have a kesher to the higher, to the koima yoin of a Shabbos kodeshes. Be mamshalit to the teva of Noach. About the teva of Noach, there were three madrigas, there were three koimas. There was the koima tachtaina, which is where the garbage is, and then there's the middle koima, which is where the behemas were, and then there's the koima elyona, which is where the adam is. So the koima elyona is where the tzaddik is. That's the Shabbos of the tzaddik. That's where the light is. That's where the ben adam lives. You have to have a lot of light there, because a ben adam can't live without light. That's mamash lichtig. And then you have people who are bnei adam, but like the Gemara says, bnei adam hadomim lebehema, where I already to know that you're a behema, like kachamayrish over Pinchas ben Yair, kafi the tzaddikim. That's already madriga that gives you at least a hiskashrus to the adam. That the Adam will come and he'll feed you. Noach takes responsibility. On occasion, the Noach comes down and he comes and he gives you, and he wants to elevate you from those behemoths to being like an Adam also. Adam of behemoth to Shia Hashem. But it's not so light down there. In the middle level, you don't need to have such a... The animal doesn't need to live in great, great light. You don't have to see so much. I mean, animals live in the dark. Spend most of their time in the dark. But on the lower level, where the garbage is, who's going down there? Nobody's going down there. Nobody wants to stick their hands in there. Nobody wants to. There's no light down there. Why do you need light in the garbage can? Mm-hmm. Nobody's looking there. Nobody's putting their hands in there. And unfortunately, even people who keep Shabbos, they really don't look forward to Shabbos. It's not so gishmak to have to detach from the electronics and from the way of life. For many people, it's putting life on pause. But for those who have a shayichus to the Or of Shabbos, it's the opposite. It's not putting life on pause. It's putting life on. It's the koim elyona. But for a person who's living in the garbage can, he doesn't have any hasagas of what it means to possibly even live on the middle level or even the higher level. He doesn't have any hasagas of these inyan. So he thinks or is chayshach, and really chayshach is or. And that's the MSY the Zohar Kaddish says that the teva of Noach is dos Shabbos, the Zohar says. Because Noach is a lashon minucha. And you can really look at the Teva of Noach as being Shabbos. And that's exactly what we did. And we're taking apart Shabbos, and we're saying, oh yeah, Tevas Noach, Do Shabbos. You can understand how different people can be Miyachas of Shabbos, that for some people it's Mamech Lichtig, Tzayar Tassel Teva, that the Teva is Mamech Gevaltik, that I see Shabbos as being, that the world around me is a Mabul, and when I come to Shabbos Kodesh, it frees me from the Mabul of the world, from all the Bilbul of the Yemaisachal. But there's some people who want Shabbos, that they're living in the Koyma Emtsai, which again is beautiful, and a person should always look to be Masig through those Kisufin, to have the Madrigas of Tzadikim on Shabbos, and by doing so he attaches himself to the Shabbos of the Tzadikim. Chas v'shalom to live in that lower level where it's not light there at all. There's no Tzayat Tassel L'Teva down there. And we can understand this also from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shabbos. Hashem created Shabbos through Menucha. Hashem rested on Shabbos. A person who understands, looks at the Chazal like a 5-year-old, says, oh, Hashem was working and he rested on Shabbos. A person who has a little bit of Das understands that Hashem doesn't need to rest. So it can't mean kimashmoy that Hashem rested on Shabbos because he needed a break from Yigiyah Melacha. And that's the way that a tzaddik who has a Hakara, that he understands a Chazal, he understands what Shabbos is about. The Shabbos cannot simply be just about Yigiyah Melacha and having to rest, because if you understand Shabbos in its roots, that Hashem created Shabbos through his Menucha, there's no Yigiyah Melacha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world was created with Dibur. Ba'is klila with just like a letter hey, which is something mamish, like nothing. To rest, this is what Shabbos is about. That kasha is supposed to bring a person to a higher havana of what Shabbos Kodesh is. That Shabbos has very little to do with having to rest from Yigi and Melacha. That Shabbos is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's resting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests, it's not a rest from Yigi and Melacha. Right? Shabbos, the resting on Shabbos is that when you come to the Tachlis, you rest. You're walking towards a certain goal, and when you get to that goal, you rest. Like we say, as soon as we come to Friday night davening, we say, Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim Baretz. Oh, we came to the Tachlis. X marks the Sabbat. The whole week we were a Hoylich, now we're Yoishev. Shabbos is called Shabbos, we're in Lashon Yeshiva, because when you get to the Tachlis, you can sit down. You've made it to where you want it to come to. Ba'al B'Shalan on Shabbos, you're Zeichet to have a new type of a halicha which is not a halicha Shal Yegiim Malacha. It's a halicha which is a type of a halicha where you float, Kemat. I said there's a secret on Friday night davening and throughout all of Shabbos that Hashem gives you what's called Zayin Magilon. It's called like the seven legs of Shabbos. It can mean pearls, it can also mean legs. That all of a sudden you had two legs during the week. All of a sudden Shabbos you get these legs, but you're not going anywhere. You're a Yoishiv in Shabbos. But it means that there's a type of a halicha on Shabbos which is a halicha which is shaykh to the Itzachayim. It's a halicha which is shaykh to like a halicha which malachim do. It's a different type of a halicha in Gansan, where you're not going anywhere. You're not leaving your dalanamos called your shvisa of Shabbos. Like the shvisa in halacha is just a me'ein and a dugma of the shvisa that a tzaddik has, that even though he goes b'chol ha'olamos on Shabbos, he gets to tour this oitzer gadol of Shabbos Kodesh. But it's not because he has to be miyagi and a malacha. You don't have to work very hard if you have zayin raglaim. It may take effort to walk on two legs, but to walk on seven legs, it's not a gi at all. It's a halicha kala. To go very fast, very swiftly, very easily. This is how a tzaddik, quote unquote, travels on Shabbos Kodesh through his Torah and Tfilis in the midst of Shabbos. Let's continue. V'derech ze yish lefarish ma'amar Chazal. The Chazal tell us Shnei malach yasharis malavin lay la'odlam v'yar Shabbos bin bisa knesses le'beisai echad toy v'echad ra. Two malachim accompany a person home after Friday night davening from shul. U'kishabal le'beisam when he comes home u'matza ner dolok v'shochan aruch u'mitas mutzas when he comes home and he sees and he finds that the ner is lit and the shulchan is made and the bed is made. And the Malach Toiv says a bracha. Yehi ratzon shetehei l'shabbos acheres kach. It should be next week like this too. And the Malach ra oina amin ba karchoi. And the bad Malach has to respond amin against his will. So effect in the Siva Shalom de l'chayra harekhi yadu Malach Toiv never mi mitzvah. Every mitzvah creates a Malach Toiv. And a Malach ra comes from an avera. So now these Malachim are coming home from shul with you. What aveira does a Jew do? How can a Jew do an aveira on Shabbos? Why is a Jew bringing home a malach ra from shul? Ela hakavana, he says, shebi Shabbos kodesh nitzavinu b'mitzvos aseh b'leisus zachar v'shomer. We have mitzvos of Shabbos called zachar v'shomer, and these two mitzvos create these two malachim called zachar v'shomer. Malach zachar, malach shomer. Hamalach atayev comes from the zachar, so m'shabbos l'katshay. Which means to say that the ikra avoid of Shabbos is bechila katoiv, that a person is mamshech upon himself and oring the kedusha, which is muzzin for the neshama. That's called zachar. And the malach ra doesn't mean mamsh malach ra. It means that it's nivra from the tzivoy of shamar, that it sees the ikra mitzvah of Shabbos lakor esara, like that havamina. That zover shema l'razchan asate tochas Shabbos. And the Gemara is teaching us, he says, when the Malach comes in and he sees that the light, that the house is mamish lichtig, that even the Malach of Shamor is maskim that the Iker of Shabbos is Yom HaDin Nishmasa. Like the Rishis Chochma says, that Shabbos is a Mahayon, L'Nishmas Yisrael Hayon Kim Nekdush of Orlis Kal Kdushal Yoyna. In other words, that the Malach of Shamor, which is the Malach of Sumira, when he sees what's going on in the house, he's maskim and he's maida to what Shabbos is really all about. It has to be this way, because what does it mean that a malach comes and he sees that the light is lit and the candle and the table is set and the bed is made. But like a malach has any hasaga, any care in the world for what it means. And as if I set my bed on Wednesday night and I lit a candle Wednesday night and I made the table, the malach will come in and say, oh, halavai, it should be like this Wednesday night again. Avadanat. So one cannot understand the chazal pshuto kemashma, that he sees that these inyanim, that he comes and he sees that the bed is made. That's not what it means. It means that the house is lichtik. What does a malach know from these things? Malach knows about or. He knows about or and choshech. If he comes in and he sees that there's an or in the home, then he says that even the malach ra has to say, halavai should be like this next week. I'm asking. But this is the koyach of Shabbos. The koyach of Shabbos is a light where the sumira is nichlal. And it's mamash chaval. It's mamash chaval that there's some talmid chachamim that can read you the entire Masech of Shabbos backwards and forwards, but for the light of Shabbos they have no hakar b'chlal. They can quote to you all the 39 malachas and all the different shittas, and that's all very good, but that's called the gufa or the nishmas of the Shabbos. That's called the gufa of Shabbos, because it's called the nishmas of Shabbos. The nishmas of Shabbos is the or of Shabbos, and from that separates between the people who are living on the koin milyon on Shabbos and the koin ha'imsoi of Shabbos. There are many fine tamei nechachamim that they know a lot about Shabbos, about the guf of Shabbos, but they're living in the middle koima. Middle koima. But to live on the koim al yoin of Shabbos Kodesh, a person has to know what it means, the or of Shabbos. That's why it's very different to spend Shabbos by a tzaddik than to spend it by talmud chacham. Even the tzaddikim are gevaldik, those who know, they're big talmud chachamim. They might not know all the days and all the shittas, because that's not what they feel that learning Torah is all about. Not to have a mastery of Shas and Paiskim. It's part of the role of a Jew that he needs to know how to serve Hashem, how to live a life like a halachic Jew lives. But at the same time, if a person just has the goof of Shabbos Kodesh, if he's Taifas just that and he leaves the Nisham of Shabbos, how is he going to understand the Zohar which says, Yom the Shabbos, Yom the Lishmas of you, Veles the goof of Klau? Shabbos is the day of Neshama. So an Ish Neshama comes to Shabbos and he feels like he's a fish in water. He says, oh, right? This is a good shidduch. I'm a neshama. Shabbos in within Shvasa. Immediately Shabbos begins, right? He feels at home. A person who's in Anshei Chomer, that he's not, he's a guf, and it comes to Shabbos, so there's tension. Many people, they find Shabbos to be very, very difficult for them to keep. As soon as Shabbos can go out, they're ready, they're doing hamavzal as early as they can. It's very hard for a person who's in Ish Chomer to be in a time period of neshama. That tension, it's very difficult. They don't feel comfortable there. But a person needs that psicha, needs that pesach. What the Zohar calls pischa de mehemnusa. That when a person sees the way that a tzaddik keeps Shabbos, that's why a tzaddik is such a central focal role in the life of a Jew. Even if he doesn't know a tzaddik, but just to see, just to spend time, to have the schus to go to tzaddikim, to see the way that they spend Shabbos. Even if they don't understand, they haven't done anything. At least the first pesach they have is called the pischa de mehemnusa. Already, they have an emuna that by looking at the way that the tzaddik conducts himself in Shabbos, that I see from this that there's a higher way to serve Shabbos, that what I thought Shabbos was, this is not Shabbos at all. That awakening, that hisayri, that hakara, that first das that a person has, can very quickly lift a person from the koima tachtaina to the koima emtsai of Shabbos kodesh. To have a taste a little bit of what it means, that menucha, that noyam Shabbos. That's why we say ka'ech saif noyam Shabbos. That just the kisuf in itself is called the noyam Shabbos. Even if a person is not yet there to what he calls the Shabbos is noyam ha'neshamas, that he's not an ish neshama like a tzaddik is, but it's ka'ech saif noyam Shabbos. Just the kisuf in itself, and even the tzaddik himself has to live by that. The tzaddik sees himself like that, trying to reach the madrigas of the tzaddikim before him, even if the higher madrigas. So to live that by that ka'ech saif halalavai, we should be zeched just that psicha de mehemnusa. In Shabbos Kodesh, we should be able to be mangish what it means. Shabbos name Hanushamas. We should talk about Zechet to that. Zechet to the Yom Shkudu Shabbos Menuchah L'Chayilamim. It's Goyal Tzedek. May have a minimum.
Amen.